Hello and welcome back to Whence Came You, a Freemasonic podcast featuring research papers and discussions related to Freemasonry. I'm your host, Brother Robert Johnson. This is episode 121. Now, I know there was some hype about this episode because Brother Anthony Mongelli was supposed to be on. However, he has had the flu and is still getting over it, so let's wish him well and hope he is better very soon. Rest assured, as soon as he's better and the schedule meets back up, we will get him on the show as soon as possible. I hope you all had a fantastic Thanksgiving, and in a rare occurrence, the first night of Hanukkah was the day before Thanksgiving, so happy Hanukkah as well. I have gone dark over the Thanksgiving holiday in the past, but this year I decided to keep the show for this week. But it does bring up the subject of the show going dark or on a brief hiatus during the holidays. This Christmas, I will be dark for 1 week. There will be no episode on the 29th of December, but I will return on the 5th of January. So it's only one episode. Also, I'd like to mention Brother Joseph James' new movie, The Freemason, is attracting some huge attention. It's getting really close to the official release, and everybody is pretty pumped for it. I am going to try and have Brother James on again before the premiere, so keep your eyes and ears open for more information soon. You can check out Brother Joseph James at Joseph James News on Twitter, or at The Freemason Movie as well. Also, on his own website, which I believe we have a tab for on our website, wcypodcast.com. All right, let's jump right into the content for the week. This first piece is called Equal Regularity, and it was written by Right Worshipful Brother Alfonso Serrano from Aurora Grata Day Star Lodge number 647 in New York. And before I start the paper, I want to take just a quick second to thank Brother Alfonso Serrano for letting us use his paper. So thanks very much, brother. Equal regularity. I have looked up these words in a dictionary, and I have found the following meanings. Equal, having the same capacity, quantity, effect, measure, or value as another. Regularity, conforming to a fixed procedure, principle, or discipline. We also find these words impressed upon our minds in the explanation of the great light in Masonry shortly after being obligated in the entered apprentice degree. The worshipful master explains to us the meaning of the three lesser lights, and in this section of the degree, the worshipful master explains these things. And one of the things that he makes mention of is equal regularity for the master of the lodge to govern his lodge. Since Freemasonry is best explained as a beautiful system of morality expressed by symbols and veiled in allegory, we must search for ourselves the lesson that can be best gained from the term equal regularity. I have always tried to adapt lessons taught within the degrees of Masonry into my own personal life. Many of them are extremely difficult. The question, what came you here to do, is a good example to which we respond. The response itself has to be the hardest trial in Masonry, and I struggle with it every day. Yet because of the light that I have received in Masonry, I try to restrain myself from overreacting and letting my passions get the best of me. But as hard as I try, I fail, because I am human. Yet, to my consolation, every day, I fail a little less. In the Old Testament of King James Bible, we find the Genesis chapter 1, verses 16 through 18, the following. And God made two great lights, the greater light to rule the day, and the lesser light to rule the night. He made the stars also. And God set them in the firmament of heaven to give light upon the earth, and to rule over the day and over the night, and to divide the light from the darkness. And God saw that it was good. Symbolically, we can look at the sun and the moon as the active and passive forces in nature, which must be in balance in order for nature to exist. We can also observe them as emblems of the spiritual and physical worlds. The square and the compasses can also be interpreted in this manner, as well as the Seal of Solomon with its intertwined white and black triangles showing the connection between God and man of the spiritual world and that of the matter. Even the lambskin apron can be interpreted as an emblem of the relationship between the spiritual and the physical world. The triangular flap representing the spiritual world, separated from the square apron representing the material world because the flap is turned up to prevent soiling, which we can interpret as to prevent your spiritual being from being soiled by the sins of the material world. As you progress through the three degrees, which represent the three components of man, the physical, mental, and spiritual, as well as youth, manhood, and old age, we find that as a man matures and finds his balance with the components that make up his being, the triangular flap becomes one with the square apron, exemplifying the lessons of coexistence on two planes of being. Then how do we then adapt the instruction that the master gave you about the sun and what it rules, and how the moon governs? I interpret it as follows. If we take the lesson and reduce it from the term lodge, or plural, to ourselves, singular, be not each of us the worshipful master of our bodies, which can be considered our temple, that temple that houses the eternal spirit of which will survive the grave, and which never dies. With this in mind, we must consider that as masters of our own bodies, we must rule with equal regularity over our involvement within the material as well as the spiritual worlds in which we move. How do we as men rule and govern our physical presence as well as our spiritual being? The question is rather difficult to answer, and I believe, as no two humans are alike, so the answer to this question will not be for any two persons the same. Therefore, the term equal regularity can be viewed as a personal quest to find the balance in your life that will promote equal regularity and therefore harmony within yourselves. What more beautiful goal can any human have than to be at peace with himself, his family, and his fellow man? In the New Testament, a prophet was asked a question in order to trick him and prove him an enemy of the government. Quote, "And they watched him, and sent forth spies which should feign themselves just men, that they might take hold of his words, that so they might deliver him under the power and authority of the governor. And they asked him, saying, Master, we know that thou sayest and teachest rightly, neither acceptest thou the person of any, but teachest the way of God truly. Is it lawful for us to give tribute unto Caesar or no? But he perceived their craftiness and said unto them, Why tempt ye me? Show me a penny, whose image and superscription hath it? They answered and said, Caesar's. And he said unto them, Render therefore unto Caesar the things which be Caesar's, and unto God the things which be God's. And they could not take hold of his words before the people. And they marveled at his answer, and held their peace. Therefore give unto the material world that which belongs to the material world, and give unto the spiritual world that which belongs to God. In the hopes of achieving equal regularity, and therefore be better enabled to help your fellow man, and contribute to the reliefs and distressed master masons, orphans, and their widows. The volume of sacred law which you always find on the altar of Freemasonry speaks of faith representing the mental, hope representing the physical, and charity representing the spiritual. The greatest of these is charity, the spiritual being of man. For faith, the mental outlook of man, is lost in sight, hope lost in fruition or completion, but charity, or our spiritual self, will transcend death. For it is nothing less than the love of God operating in the hearts of men, which will endure beyond the grave and into the boundless realms of eternity. All right, I hope you enjoyed that paper, brother. Thank you so much for sharing it with us. Next, I want to just say, please remember the ways that you can support the show. We have apps for Android, Windows, and Apple, which let you stream the show, but in addition, give you access to the bonus features like the papers we read on the show and mobile wallpapers for those smartphones we all use. You can also check us out on Stitcher Smart Radio. If you already have Stitcher, that's great, but if you don't, you can download it for free, register for free, use the promo code WhenceCameYou with no spaces. And that lets the folks at Stitcher Smart Radio know that you came to them to listen to us, and they send us a dollar. You get content, and you support the show, and it's costing you nothing. Also, we have an affiliate with Onnit Labs. What is an affiliate? Basically, it is a company who allows us the ability to link their products, and when they track the purchasing and where the link came from, they see it comes from us, they give us a little kickback that helps support the show. So basically, they make all kinds of great stuff for healthy living and basically human optimization. If you go to our website, www.wcypodcast.com, and you click the links for Onnit, then you do your shopping, a little portion of that sale comes back to us to keep the recorder rolling. Right now, they are doing a site-wide Black Friday deal until Monday, so a few more hours if you're listening to this on Sunday night. And during that sale, our coupon code will not work. However, as soon as the sale is over, you can use the promo code WCY at checkout for an additional 10% off. It's a great way to support the show and yourself. Again, it doesn't cost you any extra money to go through our site. That's just the way that they track who is bringing them the business. Lastly, we do have a donations button on our site. It's about halfway down the page on WCYpodcast.com. It's run through PayPal, so If nothing that I mentioned previously interests you, but you still want to help out the show, then this is an option for you. No money that is donated goes anywhere else but into this show. So thanks again for all your help, guys. Next is an article that I've taken out of the Illinois Lodge of Research, and it's called Esoteric Masonry. Now, I know just me saying that got a lot of guys excited, some of you not so excited, but we're going to go with it. It's a really good article, and I think you guys will really enjoy it. Now, for this one, this is, again, a paper article, so if you hear any paper rustling, that is, in fact, me just reading the paper, and I do apologize in advance. If you hear any of that, I'm going to try to eliminate it. Esoteric Masonry by Hilton Kaufman, Past Master. This is from the Illinois Lodge of Research, Volume 21. While many Masons do not get involved with esoteric ideas, and many even consider some of the concepts along that line to be nonsense, since at least 1737, there has been an association between Masonry and the esoteric. We do use allegory and symbols in our degree work, perhaps. There is some deep meaning to be found in the degrees. Exploring hidden meanings in Masonry may aid a brother in finding the deeper meaning of his life. Personally, I prefer to keep most of my esoteric studies, such as astrology and Kabbalah, separate from my involvement with Masonry. Even so, it is possible to look at some of the esoteric ideas and concepts often considered to be associated with Masonry. One should be careful, as many of the strongest proponents of esoteric Masonry are involved with bodies which are considered irregular and clandestine. Much of the available information also seems to come from anti-Masonic organizations. We exist to make good men better. The study of alchemy seems to include turning lead into gold. We certainly do not have any knowledge to change the actual metal of lead into that of gold. That was not really what many alchemists were trying to do. The idea was to metaphorically refine oneself from lead-like state to a more golden one. Through Masonic teachings, we aid the initiate to better understand himself, so as to strive to be a better man who is metaphorically gold. Why is the candidate expected to wear a special garment rather than his own clothing for the initiation ceremonies? In the Illinois ritual, the secretary explains before the candidate even enters the main room of a lodge that this symbolizes the lack of merit in his earthly achievements. It might be said to be the start of a breaking down of one's ego before the main ritual takes place, so that the lessons of the degrees can be accepted. Several things occur which impress the importance of the belief in a deity upon the candidate. The candidate is asked to affirm his belief, take an oath on a volume of sacred law, and listen to various prayers. He is not asked to believe in any specific religion, but to have a religion to guide him. There is a vow of secrecy. We are taught to be circumspect in our dealings with others. It is not clear just what secrets we are to keep. Generally, we do not freely discuss the means of recognition or the experience of the initiation ceremonies with outsiders. There are some matters discussed in Lodge that are no business of others. I doubt that the secrecy goes much further than that. In a similar manner, one can look at much of what occurs during the initiatory degrees and seek deeper meaning. Perhaps something can be found if one thinks about what happens or is said. Much of the lectures that are delivered as explanation can be described as allegorical. There probably is hidden meaning behind many of the concepts that are mentioned. These concepts can be explored by one who has the inclination to do so. Perhaps these allude to ideas that were obvious to the authors of the ritual but are more difficult to understand today. They might make sense to one who thinks about them. Another area of esoteric study involves something known as the ancient mysteries. Some moral and religious ideas are said to go back in time to ancient Egypt and beyond. There is a line of thought that these ideas are now found in Masonry. There are various theories as to how these ideas came into Masonry. One is that certain adepts hid within the ranks of the Masonic lodges as they were forming. Another is that some of the Knight Templar became stonemasons in Scotland and brought knowledge that was obtained in the Holy Land into the lodges with them. Still another is that natural truth can be found by any intelligent person who seeks it. The Hieramic legend in the third degree is said to come from these mysteries, as it deals with the idea of death and rebirth. The treatment and meaning is different, but outwardly they are similar. One involves a sort of religious rebirth, while the other seems to involve a magical restoration. One interpretation is that this similarly is only a surface appearance, while the real lesson might relate to something like loyalty and remaining true to one's vows, even in the Face of Death. If you are interested in this possible relation, a book entitled The Lost Keys of Freemasonry by Manly P. Hall might be a good place to start. While other books relating the ancient mysteries to Masonry have been written and published, this one is probably the most easily available. It has been reprinted many times and is usually stocked by Masonic suppliers and booksellers. It is also available online. Many of the ritual elements of Masonry can be found in some form as part of initiation rites in many different cultures. It is unlikely that they come from some common source, as these cultures often have no significant knowledge of others. Perhaps these are the common ideas found by all mankind. Perhaps authors borrowed ideas to form the lodge rituals. Still, another way to explore esoteric Masonic concepts is through some of the appendant bodies, such as the Scottish and York Rites. These degrees and those rites teach moral lessons which are veiled in allegory. If the esoteric aspects of Masonry are of interest to you, enjoy your studies and have fun. You may improve yourself with what you learn. However, take care with what you seem to learn. Sometimes one can go overboard with a small point. For example, astrology can be related to a sentence or two in the Master's Middle Chamber Lecture of the Second Degree. This may be far-fetched, but still related. Probably the passage is more concerned with astronomy or cosmology than attempting to get meaning through astrological techniques. When studying Masonic esoterica, one should be careful to examine the implications of what is said. Some ideas are expressions of deep truths, while others are nonsense. You must judge for yourself. Alright, this week's famous Freemason is Henry W. Armstrong. For one reason or another, there isn't a huge amount of information about this brother, but in his day he was in fact well known. Henry W. or Harry Armstrong, born July 22, 1879, and he passed away on February 28, 1951. He was a U.S. boxer, booking agent, producer, singer, pianist, and Tin Pan Alley composer. His biggest hit was Sweet Adeline, written in 1903 with Richard H. Girard. His 1905 song, Nellie Dean, became the signature song of the British music hall singer Gertie Gaetana and a popular British pub song. He was raised in 1922 in Montgomery Lodge No. 68, New York City. That's it for this week. Please remember to find us on Facebook at facebook.com/whencecamu and find us on Twitter at whencecamu. Please don't forget to check out the Midnight Freemasons page at www.midnightfreemason.blogspot.com, and you can also follow them on Twitter at Midnight Mason and also at Midnight Freemasons on Instagram. We push out 3 new articles every week, always new stuff, always fantastic. In addition to our website, we are also featured monthly in the Working Tools magazine, the largest independent Masonic magazine in the United States of America. You can find out more about the Working Tools magazine at twtmag.com, and you can also follow them on Twitter at that same handle, at twtmag. Please check out our podcast partners, Brother Juan Sepulveda on the Winding Stairs podcast, available on iTunes and Stitcher Smart Radio. And you can find him on Twitter at WindingStairs33, and it's a great show. Also, Brother Rob Lewis over at the Far From Centered podcast, broadcasting from overseas now, which is another fantastic show, also available on Stitcher Smart Radio and on iTunes. You can follow Rob at Far From Centered or Robert P. Lewis. Please check out Fraternal Ties. He just released a new tie, which is called Support Our Troops, and it's a Masonic tie with a yellow ribbon on it. It's very nice, very high quality, and I believe a ton, if not all, the proceeds are going to the charities. The tie ships to your door for $45, I believe. Also, we cannot forget about PB&J Water, bringing you the best water filtration systems in the United States, made in the United States by a brother. That's Brother Jeff Koch. His services are used in whole counties in some parts of America. He is on the level for sure in telling you exactly what you need to get the cleanest and best tasting water. I don't get any kickbacks for mentioning these guys. These guys are just good brothers with great products who care about what they do. And I love those guys for what they do. So I promote them. So check them out and you won't be disappointed. There are several other companies that I also love, and they are also run by brothers, and links to those are all on wcypodcast.com. That's it for this week. Stay on the level, and for Whence Came You, I'm Robert Johnson.